You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is a beautiful new track from Sheepdog and Wolf. It is called Periphescents, and you can get it now on Sheepdog and Wolf's Bandcamp page. That is the third single from Two Minds, which is coming out in April now, so you can pre-order that up on the Bandcamp page as well. Morena e te whanau, you're on the BFM Breakfast Show, and we are talking to Skye Kelly from Massive Dance Company. Morena, Skye, how are you?
Hey, I'm really good, thank you.
Thank you for coming in this morning. We're chatting about a beautiful show that is starting next week, the Mangere Arts Centre, and it is called Te Whare Kapua, or the Cloud House, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah. So Te Whare Kapua is set in the Waitakere Ranges, and it's kind of about these five characters who are all kind of figuring things out, and yeah, and they all kind of find themselves there and don't know each other, but then they kind of form a connection, and yeah, it's about kind of all their stories and how they...
That sounds awesome. And this is a pretty special performance because it's also the 30-year celebration of Massive as a dance company, which is...
The theatre company, yeah.
The theatre company, yeah. And it's one of those things where you think, how do we kind of keep these amazing spaces going? How do we keep these amazing, collections of people happening, especially in a weird time like we're living in at the moment? So it's a real special thing to be able to celebrate it in a theatre with lots of people, hopefully.
Yes, totally. Yeah, having like celebrating 30 years of Massive Theatre Company being around is amazing. And just all the workshops and... work we do, having, being in this emerging artist show for me is really cool because I've been part of the company since 2018 and then kind of, stepping up to this kind of, new adventure has been really cool.
Totally. I want to hear a little bit more about the actual show in a minute, but I think for people who aren't really familiar with Massive, what's the kaupapa of the theatre?
So for me, since I started doing a workshop. They run lots of free workshops, which is amazing.
Yeah.
For, teenagers and young people. And so Massive has, they would kind of really focus on emerging artists and has this Nui Ensemble where we meet every second Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I kind of joined that back in 2018. And then they also do emerging artist shows and professional shows. And it's kind of really like merging that, and it's really like a whanau, with us all, and they're so supportive. And we do a lot of devising and working from real stories, which is so cool. And it's like they really listen to us, and even with this show, it's had a lot of input from us and always come back to our stories, which is like so unique, I think.
Yeah,
and really
special. And I think it's also really amazing as well to have a company that has, as you say, established and professional performers who've been working for a long time in the industry, up with the up and coming, the new and the younger generation as well. That's a pretty incredible thing to be able to, I guess, work under the same umbrella and work on the same projects together. How has your experience of putting this particular show on been? Because it's emerging artist show, as you mentioned, and it's got this very tight cast. What's it been like working on this?
It's been really great. It's been like the rest of the cast members are all... They're always like got heaps of energy and just were all there to kind of like really work hard, but also like have fun and just explore. And it's been great working with Sam. Mm-hmm. Sam Scott's got such a lot of knowledge and everything. She was the founder of Massive Company. Mm-hmm. And so just working with her and, just the standard that she sets, and we're always, striving for excellence and just there to work, but also have a lot of fun in the room. So it's been a really great space and a lot of learning going on. So
you say that it's drawing on a lot of your own personal stories as performers. How has that kind of, I guess, eventuated within the performance? Because it sounds like one of those things where maybe you start with a particular idea or a particular script in this case, and then it maybe becomes something else. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say because with the script, we kind of had the writer Miriama McDowell, she... wrote it, and then we had kind of a workshop where the Massive Nui Ensemble all were there for a weekend, and we all kind of answered some questions she had and had a big kind of talk about that, and then she kind of used those provocations as some of the stories. And so a lot of the stories in the script are kind of based from real stories, kind of taken from different places, which is real cool.
It's awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. So what can people expect when they head along to this? What kind of performance, what sort of theatre are they walking into?
So we work a lot physically in this show, so we're kind of taking the script and then we're also kind of weaving our like devised pieces, and like we've made up some pieces as well to go in there. So it's kind of, it's just, yeah, about these characters and their journeys.
And who else is working in this with you?
So we've got Josiah and Sophia and Ngamako and Elsie, and so that's kind of our cast. And then we've got beautiful stage manager Marianne, and then the director Sam Scott, and Harmony's in there kind of assisting directing, which is great to have. Like, she's, you know, also I think with Massive we're always you know, there's always that kind of learning and teaching, and so she's doing assistant directing, so that's, yeah, they're always, you know, giving us opportunities to learn and grow, and yeah, I love that.
And how has it been, because it is a strange time for the arts, we talk about this all the time at the moment because it's pretty unavoidable, but it is an incredible thing that we can get back into theatres and watch performances of all ilk, you know. But what's it been like for you as a performer personally, especially with Massive? How have you found the last year and I guess getting back into the theatre now?
Yeah, I was just so like happy to be back in the theatre after, you know, being in lockdown, and we kind of took... when I was in Massive, the new ensemble, we went onto Zoom for some of it, and that was real different. And, you know, and what I love about theatre is really being in the room with the other actors and, you know, working and having the energy to feed off. So I'm just, like, so happy that we get the opportunity to be in the room with other actors creating theatre again.
Yeah,
especially in New Zealand. Like, the rest of the world doesn't have that opportunity, so I just feel really lucky.
Exactly. I mean, we are super fortunate, and it's a good reason to go out and support. So if anybody is interested in this, it's kicking off next week on the 16th through to the 20th of February, and it is at the Mangere Arts Centre. If you want to find out more, you can either go to Massive's website, massivecompany.co.nz, or you can go through the Art Festival, Auckland Fringe Festival website, and find all the details for ticketing there. And who would you recommend this show for? What kind of like age or demographic do you think would be a kind of the kind of person who might enjoy coming to this, Sky?
I think it's definitely got a lot of kind of relatable themes to young people, and, you know, like kind of those journeys of growing up and, you know, figuring stuff out, like when things happen, how to figure things out. And it's kind of set out in the bush, and, you know, with kind of today with all the technology going on, it's kind of like these people are taking a bit of a break and not kind of just using technology to get distracted, but really figuring it out and working through it. So I think, yeah, just kind of relatable to anyone who's, you know, figured stuff out themselves, you know, like working through stuff. Like, I think that's a pretty, yeah.
Sounds like quite a universally appropriate show then, maybe.
Yes.
Hey, Sky, it's been such a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much for coming to speak to us about Te Whare Kapua, which is happening as part of the Auckland Fringe Festival with Massive Company from next week.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so great to talk to you guys.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.